to reset. Nowitzki again for the lead. Bang!
What's up, Mavs fans? Welcome into today's episode of All Things Mavs. I'm your host, Jimmy Crowther. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at @Jimmy_Crowther or, as you see on the hoodie, at @All_Things_Mavs. And we got a new setup going on today's show just for you guys. And we're going to keep it like this. I got some more adjustments coming. In fact, I know some of you guys have talked about the echo. We're working on that, getting some acoustics a little bit better in the room and all that good stuff. But on today's show, I'm going to be breaking down and previewing the game against the Denver Nuggets, which is taking place on Thursday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Is that right? Yeah, 8 p.m. So it's going to be a later game, so that means a later post-game podcast is coming out, but that doesn't matter. I'm still going to get it for you guys. And let's start off with the news of the day and the thing that everybody wants to know the most about, Kristaps Porzingis. Is he going to play? When is he going to play? When will he be ready? Well, Rick Carlisle said he will not be playing in this game against the Denver Nuggets, said basically with 100% certainty that he is definitely not playing. So then they asked him again, and he said that it's unlikely, highly unlikely, that he plays in the game against the Orlando Magic, which is going to be on January 9th. But the game after that, January 11th, against the New Orleans Pelicans, I think we might see the return of Kristaps Porzingis. The game after that is actually January 13th against the Charlotte Hornets. Maybe that's a game we see Kristaps Porzingis in as well. Could be one of those first two games, or one of those two games for him to make his season debut coming off the meniscus tear. And he was asked about it too, when he was saying, look, there are no setbacks, and we're not talking about he's being weeks away, saying he could return within the week, or within a week and a half. That's what Rick Carlisle said, and said he's looked good in workouts. He's been having basically 35-minute workouts, going through the full thing with the team, and he is ready to go, or getting closer ready to go. But obviously, we're not going to sit here and talk about Kristaps Porzingis the entire time. We're also going to be talking about the game against the Denver Nuggets. But before I get into that, with the Denver Nuggets game, Trey Burke will not be playing. He's listed out with an illness. Now, don't freak out. It's not COVID. There won't be any contract tracing coming from this because Trey Burke already had COVID back in the summer, so he's probably, it's very highly unlikely that he could have it again. And also, they have a certain rule for, hey, if he's out, they would list him as out. So, because of COVID. So, he's just fine, just sick, not traveling with the team to Denver, which means we might get some Josh Green minutes. I hope we get Josh Green in this game. I think he deserves some minutes, and I would love to see him play alongside Jalen Brunson, because Brunson's not quite the defender that Josh Green is, and Trey Burke's been pretty solid on defense, so I would love to see a bench lineup of Jalen Brunson, Josh Green, James Johnson, Dwight Powell, I guess, and Boban, Dorian, whoever it may be coming off the bench as well with those guys against Denver. But let's talk about the Nuggets and what they've been doing this year, and specifically Nikola Jokic. Jokic is currently leading the league in assists per game. As a center, the center is leading the league in assists per game at 11.9, total assists at 83. He also leads the league in box plus minus at plus 10.5. Now, what does plus minus talk mean? I talk about it a lot on this show because it matters nowadays. Basically, if you're a positive plus minus, it means every time you step on the floor, the points for your team goes up. If you're a minus, it means the points for the other team goes up. So you always want to be in the positive. So every time Nikola Jokic plays, his team is plus, or he is plus 10.5. And Jokic this year as a whole has been averaging 24 points per game, 12 assists, and 12 boards. I think he's the best center in the league. I think it goes Jokic, Embiid, Towns. I think it's a pretty steep drop-off between those two, but I do think Jokic is the best center in the NBA right now. And it's large part because he can pass better than most point guards can. He literally runs point guard for this team because Jamal Murray is more of a scoring guard. That's just what he does. Now, the front court in general is going to be, I think, kind of a problem for the Mavs because it's Jokic and it's Paul Millsap. Millsap's averaging 12 points per game and 4 rebounds. Not an incredible rebounder because Jokic eats up 12 per game, but I do think he is an elite, you know, rebounder and interior player, even though he's a little bit older and injuries have plagued him a little bit. I would have loved him for this Mavs team. We talked about it a lot. I talked about it a lot on my other channel, my old channel, but on the new channel, I haven't really talked about him as much here. So those two guys, definitely be watching for the front court. I'm going to break down near the end of the show, closer to the end of the show, what I think the starting five needs to be for this game, because I think it's going to be pretty similar to what we saw in the last one. Now, Michael Porter Jr., he has missed 3 straight games due to contact tracing for COVID-19, And he's been playing really well. He's averaging 19.5 points per game, 7 boards, 2 assists, and shooting better than 42% from 3. And the latest report as I record this on, Wednesday? I don't even know what day it is. Wednesday afternoon is that Michael Porter Jr. will be available to play for the Denver Nuggets. Unfortunate for the Mavs, but fortunately we will get to see the Mavs go up against the Nuggets at full strength and see what they're made of. Now, the Nuggets haven't been great. They're 3-4 this season. I'm going to break down their schedule here in just a moment. But the starting five is probably going to be Jamal Murray, Gary Harris, Michael Porter Jr., Paul Millsap, and Nikola Jokic. That's a pretty darn big lineup, which is why, and I'll tell you again at the end of the show, I'll talk about it, I think we're going to see Willie Cauley-Stein back in the lineup. And I think you got to have him, Maxey, and Dorian in there. And then we'll talk about the two backcourt positions. Obviously, Luka will be there, but I'll let you know who I think should be in there alongside him at the end of today's show. But before I kind of talk more about the Nuggets season as a whole, let's talk about the Mavs versus the Nuggets last year. Because the Mavs played really well against this Denver team. And it's, you know, basically the same team minus some key players. You know, they lost Jeremy Grant. They lost Mason Plumlee. He's now over in Detroit. And so is Jeremy Grant, actually. They both went to Detroit. And those were two key parts of their rotation. Jeremy Grant was by far their best defender. And Plumlee was their best backup big. Now, they added Jermichael Green. They added Facundo Campazzo, who's a guy that I actually really, really like. But it doesn't even compare to, you know, what Grant or Plumlee did for your team. But last year, the Mavs' first game against the Nuggets was October 29th, which is my birthday. You can tell me happy birthday in the comments if you'd like to. And the Mavs starters were not good in that game. Luka was off. Porzingis had a double-double, but he only had like 12 points. And if you remember, the Mavs' bench combined for 61 points. 61 points. And that bench was like DeLon Wright, Justin Jackson. I don't think Courtney Lee played in that game as I checked the box score here. But it was DeLon Wright. It was Justin Jackson. Tim Hardaway came off the bench that night. Maxey Kleber came off the bench that night. Jalen Brunson came off the bench and scored 11 points. So the bench looked a lot different in that one. Now, Boban didn't play, JJ didn't play, and actually Courtney Lee did not play in that one. But the Mavs squeaked out a win against the Nuggets in that one. And honestly, if the bench can perform like that, great. It was a 109-106 win. Then January 8th, the Nuggets picked up their first game against the Mavs, and they won by 1 point, 107-106. Here's who the Mavs started in that game. DeLon Wright, Tim Hardaway Jr., Luka Doncic, Dorian Finney-Smith, and Dwight Powell. Porzingis did not play. Jokic scored 33 points. Dwight Powell actually had a great game. He scored 16 points, had 8 rebounds, 2 blocks, and only played 27 minutes. Maxey off the bench, 13 points and 7 rebounds in that one. But again, KP didn't play, and your starting point guard was DeLon Wright, who we all thought would be kind of the, you know, we thought he'd be good, but he wasn't good as the starter here in Dallas. And it just didn't work out. And so that was your starters that night, and the Mavs lost it by just 1 point. And then the third game, of course, was the all-too-notable COVID game. It was the game in which the league shut down. Not just the league, but Boban Marjanovic shut the league down that night when Boban scored 31 points. He had 17 rebounds in 31 minutes. Now, Willie Cauley-Stein also played a lot that game because Porzingis, again, didn't play in that one. Cauley-Stein, in 10 minutes, had 6 points, 7 rebounds on 3 of 3 shooting. Great game for Willie Cauley-Stein. I do think we'll get a little bit more of him in this next one as well. Now, look, I love Boban. I do think this is going to be a big-time Boban game if Jokic starts to dominate down low, but I'm not 100% sure I'm ready to say he's going to start the way he started in this one. Now, that night on March 11th when the league shut down, the Mavs started Luka, Tim Hardaway Jr., Maxey, and Courtney Lee along with Boban Marjanovic. So again, another different looking starting five. But it was the Boban night, and it's because, you know, you go up against a big center like Jokic, you got to have a big center to respond with like a guy like Boban. Now, Denver as a whole this year, they've been pretty off. They're 3-4 to start the season. Their first game, they lost to the lowly Sacramento Kings off a crazy Buddy Hield tip-in. I don't know if you guys saw that, but that was a absolute wild game. Jokic had 29, Porter Jr. had 24. Murray was terrible in that game. 9 points, and 7 of those 9 points came at the free throw line. Also, 4 rebounds and 1 assist for Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray started the year very, very slow in that one. And then they lost their second straight game, but that one was to the Clippers, so a little bit more understandable, 121-108. Game 3, they finally pick up a win against the Houston Rockets, but that was a Rockets team that didn't have John Wall, they didn't have Eric Gordon, And they also didn't have Boogie Cousins, all in one game. So the Nuggets naturally win 124 to 111. Game four, they lose again to the Sacramento Kings, 125 to 115. Jamal Murray did not play in that game. Michael Porter Jr. had 30 points. And then game five, they lose to the Suns. Similar fashion that the Mavs lost to the Suns, 106 to 103. And then they just won two back-to-back games against the Minnesota Timberwolves, 124 to 109 in the first one. And then last night's game, 123 to 116. They looked pretty darn strong in the first Minnesota game. In the second Minnesota game, it was not as good. Their defense is terrible. I mean, losing Jeremy Grant hurt this team so much more than I think people were ready for, because this defense is not good. And that bodes well for the Dallas Mavericks, who really have not really had a great offensive game so far, besides the Clippers, which was kind of an out there game. They need to have a really good night against this Nuggets team, and they have a chance to, because the offense or the defense for Denver is just not there. They could attack it and really just dominate them defensively, and that's what they need to do. And if you look at a consistent pattern for the Denver Nuggets, the first game, of course, they score 122, but they lose. The second game, they're held under 110. The third game, they win, they scored 124. The fourth game, they lose, they're held under 120, they have 115. And then they lose to the Suns because they scored 103. They won against the Timberwolves. They scored 124. And then they won against the Timberwolves again when they scored 123. So if the Mavs can do what they've been doing already and really find their groove on defense like they've already been doing so well, they're going to beat this Denver team. Yeah, they have a chance. I know that's so obvious to say, well, if they score less, yeah, they're going to win the game. Yes, or the Nuggets will lose the game. Whatever, you guys know what I'm trying to say. Look, at the end of the day, the Mavs have been allowing opponents, when they allow opponents 120 plus points per game, they lose. When they hold them under at an average of 85 points per game, they win. It's a pretty easy recipe for success if you find out defense is what is winning games for the Mavs right now. And when the defense comes, look, the offense is going to come along as well. The offense right now, it's not 100% there. I don't love the shooting. It hasn't been incredible. But it can definitely, definitely improve if your defense stays strong, especially against a team like Denver. And so this is a game that it's going to be interesting to watch. I'm very interested to see who Rick rolls with in the starting five. I think it could make a huge difference who you end up going with, whether you start Tim Hardaway Jr., start Willie Cauley-Stein, or maybe even start Maxi Kleber as well. Now, when you talk about the starting five and what I think it's going to look like, Rick was asked, hey, will Tim Hardaway Jr. come off the bench per usual now or for usual game situations? And he said, do I see him as a starter again at some point? Yes, of course. But he wasn't ready to say that he'll be back in the starting five for this game. And I think that's a good sign that this starting five is going to stay together for at least one more game against the Denver Nuggets. Willie Cauley-Stein, Maxi Kleber, Luka Doncic, and Josh Richardson, along with Dorian Finney-Smith right there. And I think that lineup right there matches up so well with what Denver wants to do, and honestly, could be better because they can outpace the Nuggets, who will play the game pretty darn slow. Look, I think you got to put Willie on Paul Millsap and Maxi on Jokic, because I think Maxi will keep up with Jokic a little bit better than Cauley-Stein will on the perimeter. You put Dorian Finney-Smith on Michael Porter Jr. I think you put Jay Rich on Jamal Murray, and you just say, hey, if Gary Harris beats us, fine. You put Luka on Gary Harris. But guys, Luka's a good defender now. He's not a black hole on defense, so I'm not worried if we put him on one of their guards. But this is a game in which you need Josh Richardson to step up and defend the best guard like Jamal Murray. You gotta have your bigs play big against guys like Millsap and Jokic, and now Michael Porter Jr. is back in the lineup. And I do think this is a Boban game. I think Boban will come in and play meaningful minutes in this game. And if he doesn't, it's okay. I'm not going to freak out. But if Jokic is killing you, which inevitably he's going to because he kills every single team, give Boban 5 minutes out there, see how he stacks up, and see if he can have similar impact as he did back in March when he dominated this Denver team. And then your backups are Tim Hardaway Jr., Jalen Brunson. I think you got to play Josh Green in this game. James Johnson's got to play in this game. And then you hope that Dwight Powell has some kind of impact off the bench. And if Powell's coming off the bench, I think we'll live. But I wouldn't be mad. In fact, I'd be ecstatic if Dwight Powell played 0 minutes and Boban played all of his minutes in this Denver game. I don't hate Dwight Powell. I just think Dwight Powell is going to get exposed against a front court like Denver's. Now, Denver's backups are, their backup bigs are Isaiah Hartenstein, Bol Bol. He'll be good eventually, but right now he's Zeke Najee, that's a rookie. You're not going to play him. He hasn't played all year. And then Jamichael Green, who's decent. But if Jamichael Green is their only backup coming off the bench, I'm okay if Dwight Powell plays some minutes against Jamichael Green. Now, the rest of their backups are all guards. Facundo Campazzo, Monty Morris, PJ Dozier, RJ Hampton, and then also Will Barton, who I guess is more of a wing. But this backup lineup is really, really small. The depth in Denver is super, super small, and the defense is not there. So this is a game where I think the Mavs' depth is going to shine, and I also think the Mavs' bigs are going to have to play huge against the starting five. But then when the bench comes in, hey, if the Mavs want to go small, that's fine because Denver will be going small as well. Appreciate you guys tuning into this preview. Let me know how you like the new setup. If you like, can't really see it that well, but a little 2011 championship picture back there along with my Mavs banner. Different changes coming to the setup, but this will be primarily where I start to record from. Hoping to do some more previews. I love the post-game podcast as well, and then we'll do some news and rumors when they come about. As always, remember, if you go back to the game, the post-game podcast against the Houston Rockets and correctly predict the score of the Nuggets game, you'll win $13 from me via Venmo, only if you're the first one to do it. That is still available. Hey, if you're new to the channel, please subscribe. And if you're already subscribed, turn on your notifications so you know when a video goes out. Updates are coming out basically every single day on the channel. I appreciate all y'all that have already helped me grow. We're approaching 1,000 subscribers. Let's see if we can get there before this Nuggets game. Appreciate all you guys. And as always, go Mavs, baby.
Smash the like button. That one. Smash like button.